की, ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, मथुरा द्वारका पुरी धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की, जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की, गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की, भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की, समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम महापुराणम की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा गौर। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च, नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया, चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते, कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट फ्रॉम 14 टिल 16। वी विल रीड विल रिसाइट टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। अथ एषां कर्म कर्तृत्नां भोक्तृनां सुख दुखयो नानात्वं अथ नित्यत्वं लोक काल आगमा आत्मानं। अथेषां कर्म कर्तृत्नां भोक्तृनां सुख दुखयो नानात्वं अथ नित्यत्वं लोककालागमात्मनां। अतेषां कर्म कर्तृत्नां भोक्तृनां सुखदुःखयो नानात्वं अथ नित्यत्वं लोककालागमात्मनां। अतेषां कर्म कर्तृत्नां भोक्तृनां सुखदुःखयो नानात्वं अथ नित्यत्वं लोककालागमात्मनां। अधेषां कर्म कर्तृणां भोक्तृणां सुख दुःखयो नानात्वं लोककालागमात्मनां। अतेषां कर्म कर्तृणां भोक्तृणां सुख दुःखयो नानात्मं अथ नित्यत्वं लोककालागमात्मना। माताजिस् अतेषां कर्म कर्तॄणां भोक्तॄणां सुखदुःखयो नानाकालं नित्यत्वं लोककालागमात्मना। वट टू वर्ड मीनिंग काइंडली रिपीट। अथ दस एषां ऑफ दोज कर्म क्रिएटिव एक्टिविटीज कर्तृणां ऑफ द परफॉर्मर्स भोक्तृणां ऑफ द एंजॉयर्स सुख दुखयो ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस नानात्वं वेरीगेटेडनेस अथ मोर ओवर नित्यत्वं परपेचुअल एक्जिस्टेंस लोक ऑफ द मटेरियलिस्टिक वर्ल्ड काला मटेरियल टाइम आगमा वैदिक लिटरेचर्स रिकमेंडिंग फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज आत्मानां ऑफ द सेल्फ। सो दिस ट्रांसलेशन कंटेन्स टेक्स्ट 14, 15 एंड 16। आई विल रीड फुल ट्रांसलेशन। ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर उद्धवा, आई हैव दस एक्सप्लेन टू यू परफेक्ट नॉलेज There are philosophers, however, who challenge my conclusion. They state that the natural position of a living entity is to engage in fruity activities, and they see him as the enjoyer of the happiness and unhappiness that accrue from his own work. According to this materialistic philosophy, the world, time, the revealed scriptures and the self are all variegated and eternal, existing as a perpetual flow of transformations. Knowledge, moreover, cannot be one or eternal, because it arises from the different and changing forms of objects. Thus, knowledge itself is always subject to change. Even if you accept such a philosophy, my dear Uddhava, there will still be perpetual birth, death, old age and disease. Since all living entities must accept a material body subject to the influence of time. So this purport is divided into two sections. So yesterday the first section was already been discussed. I will read the next half of the purport. The Jaimini philosophers further say that there never was a time when the world did not exist as it does today, which implies that there is no supreme controller who has created it. They claim that the arrangement of this world is real and appropriate, and thus it is not illusory. Moreover, they say that there is no eternal knowledge of an original perpetual form of the soul. In fact, they say knowledge arises not from some absolute truth, but from the differences among the material objects. Knowledge, therefore, is not eternal and is subject to change. The assumption hidden in this statement is that there is no spirit soul who possesses eternal, constant knowledge of a single, unchanging reality. Rather, the nature of consciousness or knowledge is that it undergoes constant transformation. They state, however, that eternality is not refuted by the perpetual transforming nature of consciousness. Consciousness perpetually exists, they say, but not in the same form. Thus, the followers of Jaimini conclude that the transformation of knowledge does not negate its eternality. Rather, they state the knowledge eternally exists within the perpetual nature of its transformation. They therefore naturally come to the path of regulated sense gratification rather than the path of renunciation. For in the state of mukti or liberation, the living entity would not have any material senses. And thus, the transformation of material understanding would not be possible. Such philosophers consider that the achievement of an unchanging state of mukti would stunt or paralyze the natural activity of the living entity, and thus would not be in his self-interest. The path of nivritti, aiming towards renunciation or transcendence of the material world, is naturally not interesting to such materialistic philosophers. Accepting for argument's sake the validity of such materialistic philosophy, one can easily demonstrate that the path of regulated sense gratification brings many unwanted and miserable results to the living entity. Therefore, even from a materialistic viewpoint, detachment is desirable. Material time is divided into different sections, such as days, weeks, months, and years. And by material time, the living entity is repeatedly forced to undergo the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. That such real miseries occur everywhere throughout the universe is well known. In this way, states Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna has pointed out the defect of materialistic philosophy to Uddhava. We may further elaborate that if one falsely accepts the atheistic philosophy of Jaimini and his innumerable modern followers, then the living entity perpetually remains entangled in the anguish of birth, death, old age and disease. This bogus atheistic philosophy encourages material gratification as the only logical goal of life, but the living entity will inevitably commit mistakes in the execution of regulated sense gratification and eventually go to hell. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, personally tells Uddhava that this materialistic philosophy is false and irrelevant to the actual self-interest of the living entity. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atini Chochatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premnamatakantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas here so that I can attempt to speak on this exalted literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. From this verse onward, Lord Krishna is changing. Till text 13, Lord Krishna has explained Uddhava about detachment. And now he is discussing the philosophy of Karma Mimamsa. And yesterday, Gaurhari Prabhu nicely discussed the detail of Karma Mimamsa. So what exactly this Karma Mimamsa theory is in nutshell, that the philosophy of Karma Mimamsa is that the soul is meant to enjoy matter. And the perfection of soul, all the living entity, is attained through perfectly following karma kant processes by which all enjoyable things within this universe may be realized. So, the soul is meant to enjoy matter, and the perfection of the soul attained through the processes given in the Vedic literature, karma kant, to achieve enjoyable objects within the universe. So this is the philosophy. So this is based on the Vedas, Vedic literatures. And Vedas are divided into three sections basically. One is Vidhi, means rituals, imperative things which are supposed to be done. Second, the part of the Veda is Nished, negative things which we are supposed to avoid. And third thing is Stuti. Stuti means devotional praises. So the Karma Mimamsa focuses on the rituals, Vidhi. And who is the object of the worship? So the philosophy talks about the object of worship is cosmic deity. Cosmic deity or the Mahapurusha. Who can be obliged through the rituals to give you whatever desirable you want in the world to enjoy. And for whom it is given? This philosophy is given to those people who are blinded by the material sense gratification over spiritual understanding of the nature of soul. So basically, this philosophy is for the people who want to enjoy in this world. So for them, this philosophy has been given. So this is actually philosophy talks about precision in rituals. The next step is that brings submission. Not oneself, but the cosmic deity. Means when you perform rituals with precision, with pakka, 100% precision, so that brings submission, means a Mahapurusha. The cosmic deity get obliged to give whatever you desire. then that third thing is commission, means your desired enjoyment. So that is basically the nutshell of this philosophy, that you perform practices or the rituals with precision that brings submission and offers you the commission of your enjoyment. So this is the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, and that is what Krishna is telling Uddhava, that these are the philosophies available in the world. So here we see that the philosophy of Karma Mimamsa, and this yesterday it's already been discussed, so I won't go in detail of this philosophy. And here we are going to discuss the personality of Krishna. So philosophy of Karma Mimamsa, and here is the personality of Krishna. So here we see that in this very verse, what Krishna is telling Uddhava, that my dear Uddhava, I have thus explained to you perfect knowledge, and there are philosophers, however, who challenge my conclusion. It's interesting, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is saying there are philosophers who challenge my conclusions. If somebody is powerful, and if you oppose his opinion or his philosophy, what you can expect? You will expect subduing that powerful personality, your opinion, your philosophy. That generally you will expect. You will want your followers to follow that conclusion. And basically the other religion, I mean, in world we have seen, what we have seen, that he is the only way. Accept or get out. Or be ready to get demolished. But here Krishna, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, all powerful personality, if somebody who defies, who rejects your conclusion and defies your personality, you want to take all kinds of precaution to somehow or other get rid of that person. You will make sure this person remains perpetually miserable. If you have a power and somebody is opposing your conclusion, that is natural flow of this world. You want to exert your power somewhere or other. But here Krishna, such a graciously accepting, okay, he is not saying that, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead and this is my conclusion and this is the perfect one. You have to accept it, Uddhava. There are philosophers who challenge my conclusions. How graciously Krishna is accepting. And that is what we get fascinated with. Krishna's personality. Although powerful, but never exert his power. Unlike Hiranyakashipu, he said his philosophy. And one person opposed, so he tried all the ways to get rid of that person, Prahlad. Isn't it? Power, if you have power, then you will do whatever you want. So he wanted to change Prahlad, Sam, Dam, Danda, Bhed, some or other. Change your philosophy, Prahlad. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that what you are thinking. So accept. But no, here Krishna is such a merciful, that there are people who challenge my conclusion. And moreover, he is giving freedom of choice to Uddhava. Generally, when you are teaching someone, so you do become attached to your philosophy and you want your follower to choose what you are saying. or you eclipsed other things and you present yourself to be the best. So Krishna is not taking Uddhava granted. Ki are, he is my friend, he has been following me throughout my life. And now today when I am telling him this conclusion, so he is going to follow this. Krishna is not taking Uddhava granted. Till now you have been following me, now you are supposed to be following. Open-mindedness. This is the art of instruction Krishna is teaching all of us. And this is the personality of Krishna. And therefore he is a Krishna. All attractive. So Karma Mimamsa philosophy is attractive, where makes an individual powerful, makes individual feel enjoyer. But personality of Krishna is much more fascinating than the philosophy of Karma Mimamsa. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was teaching this to Sanatan Goswami, in Sanatan Shiksha, so he was discussing the process of devotional service. And one of the limb of devotional service is Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masucha. That surrendering unto Lord Krishna. This is the limb of the process. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to Sanatan Goswami, that one has to surrender to Lord Krishna. So you cannot surrender to Lord unless you are fascinated by Lord. Surrender is a choice of willingness. Surrender is not of choice of force. And to get fascinated with Krishna, we have to understand Krishna. When we have to surrender to Krishna, we have to understand Krishna. Then only we will get fascinated, and then we will willingly surrender to Lord. Otherwise, such philosophies in the world are so attractive, which will promise you your enjoyment. And who doesn't want that? You follow the process and you get it, your enjoyment. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed this Sarva Dharman Parityajya, and then the next verse which he discussed with Sanatan Goswami, that is where we get fascinated with Krishna. So he discussed the four qualities of Krishna after discussing Sarva Dharman Parityajya, why we should surrender to Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhakta Vatsala Kritanya Samartha Vadanya Hena Krishna Chadi Pandit Nahi Bhaje Anya. Bhakta Vatsala Kritanya Samartha Vadanya Hena Krishna Chadi Pandit Nahi Bhaje Anya. So why we should surrender to Krishna? Kyon sharanagati leni hai? So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses these four qualities with Sanatan Goswami. Bhakta Vatsala, Kritanya, Samartha and Vadanya. These are the four qualities Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed or told Sanatan Goswami after speaking this verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Why we have to surrender to Krishna? So we'll discuss a little bit about this Bhakta Vatsalta, Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalta. Second is Krishna's Kritanyata. Third is Krishna's Samarthyata. And fourth is Krishna's Vadanyata. These are the four qualities Krishna possesses. So the first is Bhakta Vatsalta. It's very interesting how relationships work in this world. So, generally, when you love someone, as long as that person follows you, or fulfills your desires, obeys you. Till that time, you develop attachment to that person. Means you expect 10 out of 10 following. Isn't it? Even if there is 9, if you do right 9 things and 1 wrong things, you develop distaste for that person. This is how relationship works. This is how boss evaluates you. Isn't it? They will not see how 9 things you have done right. They will judge you 1 thing wrong which you have performed. I know this is your intention. Isn't it? So 9 right thing doesn't matter to that person. But 1 wrong things will be sufficient for him to judge you. Isn't it? We have seen in this world that when parents love their children, isn't it? But if that child, at least in Indian tradition we have seen that, if that child or children marries someone whom they don't want, so the same parents, they take a vow. Tera muh kabhi nahi dekhunga jeevan mein. I will not drink even water in your home. So where that love has gone? Because that person has disobeyed what you desire. But Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalta is not like that. Krishna continues loving his devotee even after he commits mistake. That is really Bhakta Vatsalta. That doesn't mean a devotee needs to continue his mistakes, committing mistakes. But here we are discussing the personality of Krishna. And the classic example we have is of Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev, we could see that throughout his life, he is impeccable in his service to the Lord and the devotees. Only one thing went wrong with Bhishma Dev. Of course, just a discussion sake. What is that mistake? That he did not speak in the Asat Sabha or in that assembly where Draupadi was disrobed. And that was the biggest mistake in his life. In that perspective, that he did not speak in that Asat Sabha. And Krishna had all the proofs against Bhishma Dev that you could have spoken. And if you would have spoken, Draupadi's Chirharan would not have happened. Because he had that power there. But Krishna did not take that instance to judge Bhishma Dev that you did not speak, so you will not be Mahajan. I will not break my vow for your sake. When in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, for Bhishma Deva's sake, Lord raised weapon in his hand. That is Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalta. He broke his own promise. For whose sake? Bhishma Deva's sake, who has committed such a biggest mistake. And we could see it in one way, he could be the cause of war. Because if that Chirharan would not have happened, and that vows were not have taken by Pandava. So this is Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalta, that even a devotee may commit mistake. He is not an ordinary boss of this world where he is going to judge on your mistakes. Otherwise, generally we have an assumption of the people in this world that okay, this person is like this
And to prove our assumptions, we create situation so that person will work in that fashion only. And then we can say to the world that, see, my assumption was right. Whatever I considered him, he was like that. He was frivolous. He was independent. And I will create a situation to make sure that he should act frivolously, he should act independently or whimsically. So there was one family of a rabbit. They went to a picnic. And they had prepared their lunch. And it so happened when they reached to the forest, they understood that there is no salt in the preparation. So, generally when you want to give some work, so you give it to some younger ones, that okay, perform this much, bring the salt. So the head of the rabbit family, he said, you go and bring the salt. But he protested that, no, you are speaking lie, that you only want to eat these preparations, therefore you are sending me away. In my absence, you can have more. Otherwise, you'll have to share with me. But some or other, now he has to follow the order given by the elder. So he went. So 1 hour passed, second hour passed. Still, there was no sign that person returning. So that family decided, okay, whatever it may be, there is no salt. Start eating, and we'll keep something for the one who is returning. And as soon as they started eating, immediately the younger rabbit, he jumped out of the bushes and he told, see, I told you, I knew my assumption was correct, that you are going to have this in absence of me. So my assumption was right. So similarly, we do have such tendencies. We have assumption of someone, we will create situation and we will prove, see, I was right. Krishna is not like that. That is his Bhakta Vatsalta. Then the second thing which Lord Chaitanya discussed is Kritanyata. First is Bhakta Vatsalta. Even if you are committing mistake, he will not judge you. Don't worry. Second is Kritanyata. So interesting, this is interesting quality. Basically, when you receive something from someone, anything from anyone, you are supposed to be grateful. That is Kritanyata, isn't it? But we have never heard, one who gives, he has to be grateful. We have never heard that. What we have heard, when we receive anything from anyone, we should be grateful. But here, how come Krishna is giving everything? He is providing. And he is grateful? For what sake? Krishna feels grateful to his devotee for the troubles they take, the struggle they undergo, the difficulties they undergo in this world while practicing devotional service. For that reason, Krishna feels Kritanya to his devotee. Kitna struggle kar raha hai. He's getting up early in the morning. He's sleeping, but still he's trying to do his prescribed number of rounds. There are so many difficulties he is undergoing. But that is, he is noticing, yes, my devotee is struggling. I am grateful for him. Pandavas underwent so many troubles and tribulations. He felt grateful. So the first thing, if you see, this is a comparison. Karma Mimamsa asks you precision. If there is a mistake, you are punished. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. even if there is mistake, no problem. This is the philosophy, Karma Mimamsa, which talks about precision, Krishna, his personality. Okay, even if you commit, even mistake has been committed, okay, it you will not be judged. Second is Kritanyata. Kritanyata, Karma Mimamsa talks about self-centeredness. Means you and your enjoyment. You can achieve. And when you are self-centered, you cannot remain Kritanya. You will not remain grateful. Tam Sukara Dham Rajubir Ananya Sharanan Rinai Kritanya Konu Sevita. That only who can serve a sadhuna, a sadhu will not be able to serve. One who is a kritadna, ungrateful, he will not serve because he is self-centered. So Krishna is not self-centered here. So Karma Mimamsa brings that self-centeredness in you. But here Krishna's personality is kritadna. He is recognizing, noticing the struggle his devotee is undergoing. So everything has been provided by him, but still he is grateful. And therefore we see that this is the hope for a devotee to continue on his struggle. Although we may not be experiencing the joy in practice of our Krishna consciousness, but this hope of Krishna's quality is substantial to imbibe. That he's been feeling kritanya, grateful. And therefore we see that to gopis, what did he say? Na paraye ham. I cannot repay what you have done so far for me. He is all powerful, but still he is feeling helpless. That I cannot repay what you have done for me. Generally, in the last verse of Ishopanishad, which talks that, Kritasmara, Kritasmara, Kritasmara. Oh Lord, please remember whatever I have done to you. Means whatever I have done in my life. But here Krishna's personality is not like that. We need not have to see Krishna, I have chanted 16 rounds without failing. I have attended all Mangalartis, I have attended all Bhagavatam. Please remember while giving benediction. Isn't it? While taking me back home, back to God. We need not. Krishna is whatever insignificant thing. Neha Vikramana Ashwasti. Solvam Apashi Dharmasya. Even a small thing which you might have forgotten, that Krishna is remembering. The flower which you have offered. Which flower you have offered, that must be Krishna remembering. And when? That is Krishna's personality. Kritanyata. The third thing, somebody might be affectionate, bhaktavatsal. Somebody might be grateful. The third important quality which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami is samarthyata. Samartha. The definition of God is honi ko anhoni kar de, anhoni ko honi. It's not that some film song. This is kartum, akartum and anyatha kartum. That is the definition of the God. He can do what is impossible. He can make impossible possible, possible impossible, or otherwise. That is the definition of God. Samarthyata. One person asked this question, that will Lord Vishnu protect me when he is in a yog nidra? Hai na? Lord goes that is a yog nidra. So he was fearful ki agar aadmi so gaya to will he protect, isn't it? When you are sleeping, it's not that you are going to protect someone, because you yourself is forgotten who you are. So when Lord Vishnu is sleeping in his yog nidra, so he is asking this question. The person ask this question actually: will he protect me or will he bless me when he is in yog nidra? सो सामर्थ्य है क्या? मीन्स डज यू हैव दैट पोटेंसी टू प्रोटेक्ट मी और ब्लेस मी? सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज ही इज अ समर्थ, नो नीड टू वरी. When Hiranyakashipu performed austerities and he asked Lord Brahma, please make me immortal, I don't want to die. So what Brahmaji told him? Arre, I myself is not immortal, I cannot make you immortal. So he showed his asamarthyata in giving immortality to Hiranyakashipu. So no person can offer that samartha, doesn't have that ability to offer protection to the followers. But when Dhruva performed austerities for the pleasing Lord Vishnu, so Lord could give him what he desired materially and also offered him a place which can eternally exist. That is Krishna's samarthyata. So while surrendering, we need not have to doubt his ability, whether he will be protecting me or not. Maa sucha bola hai. But is he really capable? So that is the third thing about vadanyata. And we have seen that. I won't go in the details. That how on the battlefield of Kurukshetra on the 14th day, when Arjuna had taken a vow that today either I will be there or Jayadrith would be there. I am going to kill him. And there Krishna displayed his samarthyata, not only hiding or dealing with the sun. है ना, मद भयात वाति वातोयम सूर्यस्तपति मद भयात वर्षाद इंद्रो दुहति अग्निर मृत्यु चरति मद भयात. द डेथ इज एग्जीक्यूटिंग हिज ड्यूटीज आउट ऑफ फियर ऑफ कृष्णा. दैट इज हिज पावर, दैट इज हिज सामर्थ्यता. कृष्णाज एबिलिटी मृत्यु चरती, जैसे गाय चरती है ना, सिमिलरली the death personified graze in this material world. And whom is grazing? The living entity who is bereft of Krishna consciousness. Mrityus charati mad bhayat. That is Krishna's power. So here, this samarthyata has been exhibited. How Krishna not only dealt with the sun, but also there was another benediction Jayadratha had, that even if somebody makes his head fall on the ground, that person who made his head fall on the ground, that person's head will burst into 1,000 pieces. His father had given that benediction. And Krishna knew this. Arjuna was not knowing this. So Krishna told Arjuna, not only you have to kill, he is there, but also make sure his head land where his father is performing penances. That is samarthyata. Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum. And the fourth one is vadanyata. That Krishna's magnanimity. I have seen in this world, even a wife is scared or the husband is scared to share their salary with their spouses. Means both. If they are, means I have seen, I was talking with one person or one couple. So they said, my spouse doesn't know how much I am earning. Means you are fearful to share. If you share, then there is a chances that everything will be taken away. But Krishna, when you surrender to Krishna or when you develop relationship with Krishna, whatever Krishna possesses, Krishna offers not only that possession. See, giving possession is one thing. He gives himself to that devotee. That is his vadanyata. No one can give himself. It's very easy to give possessions. But Krishna, he gives himself to the devotees. That is his magnanimity. Vadanyata. If we surrender to Krishna, so he is guaranteeing that he will give himself. Ajito api. One who is unconquerable can be conquered. And that is what we see when Krishna married Rukmini. Before marriage, there was a plan that to steal Rukmini from that place, Kaundinyapur. And he stole her. He kidnapped her. And after kidnapping, when she was on the chariot, she was a bit fearful that what will happen? Who will fight with the army of my brothers? Because she was thinking that how Krishna will deal. So what Krishna spoke? Krishna spoke that your army will take care. And what is your army? Before marriage only Krishna offered all his possession to Rukmini. Whatever my army is, Krishna's army, Nara and Sena, they will take care. But what Krishna didn't say that my army will take care or Balramji has already been there. No, Krishna. What Krishna told? Your army. Because you have surrendered to me. Whatever I have, it is yours now. And what we see in this world? Whatever I have, it's only of mine. Not even of my spouse. So here Krishna is. And one other past time we have heard this. But again in this context. When Vibhishan surrendered, Lord Ram coronated him that you will be the next king of Lanka. So somebody asked, Lord, what if Ravana surrenders to you? Lord said, no problem, I will give him Ayodhya. I will make him king of Ayodhya. And then he asked, what about Bharat? Lord said, I will give him Vaikuntha. I will make him king of Vaikuntha. And then that devotee asked, what about you, my Lord? He said, I will be in the heart of the devotees. I will stay there. And that was the theme of Chaurashtakam. I will keep you in my heart. Locked. Imprisoned. And Krishna is ready to get imprisoned. Who will like to get in prison? Nobody. But here, that is Krishna's magnanimity. Krishna is ready to offer not only his possession, but his own self to his devotee. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, Bhakta Vatsala Kritanya Samartha Vadanya Hena Krishna Chadi Pandit Bhaje nahi anya. The person who has understood these qualities of Krishna will not worship anyone in this world. Will not get fascinated by such philosophies of karma mimamsa, where you yourself is an enjoyer and you make the supreme person obliged to your activities. So that is what. And first, I discussed the precision, but Krishna is ready to accept our mistake. So, philosophy demand precision. Then second is self-centeredness, but Krishna is... The third is samarthyata, where this philosophy makes God obliged to your activities. Means activities is powerful than God. But here we saw samarthyata. Krishna is all-powerful. You cannot make him obliged. Or you cannot set rule for his mercy. And fourth is vadanyata. Vadanyata means he is compassionate. Where karma, mimamsa fairy, you lose compassion. When you are self-centered, there is no compassion. And that was the reason why Buddhism came in picture. Because they were slaughtering animals without compassion for the sake of rituals to get their benefit. But here Vadanyata, Krishna is ready to offer everything. Not only everything, but himself. So this is what the philosophy of Karma Mimamsa, and this is the personality of Krishna. So the choice is ours. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, it's already time is over. So anybody has any question or comment, they can discuss with me personally. Hare Krishna.